Here's a quick snapshot of where things stand with the pandemic. More than 4 million people worldwide have tested positive for COVID-19. Almost 300,000 had died from the disease when we put this show together. The nation with the most positive tests is the United States, which has seen more than 1,300,000 confirmed cases. Most people who catch this virus do recover, but it is deadlier than the flu. That's why some health officials encouraged those who were celebrating Mother's Day yesterday to continue avoiding groups of more than 10 people and to keep their physical distance from mom, avoiding hugs and kisses. In California, health officials say a coronavirus patient who was coughing at a party recently spread the disease to more than 5 other people. The patient and at least some of the other guests were not wearing masks or keeping distance from each other. As the danger remains, so does the economic damage from the shutdowns. Friday's jobs report from the U.S. government found that 20.5 million jobs were cut in April and that the unemployment rate, the percentage of American workers without a job, hit 14.7%. Neither of those numbers was as bad as many economists expected, but the unemployment rate is the highest it's been since the Great Depression. The White House expects it to get worse next month before bouncing back later this year.